Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 21, 2021. Far and near. Prophets, Yeshua, 9:9, 9:11, and they said to him, From a very distant land have your servants come, because of the name of the Lord your God, for we have heard of his fame, and all that he did in Egypt. And our elders and all the inhabitants of our country spoke to us, saying, Take provision in your hand for the journey, and go towards them, and say to them, We are your servants, and now make a covenant with us. After the capture of the cities of Jericho and Ai, everyone began to fear the Israelites, and the kings who were nearby gathered together to fight the Israelites. And only the inhabitants of Gibeon acted cunningly. They pretended to be poor people who came from afar, and Joshua entered into an alliance with them that he would not touch them. Therefore, when he entered the city of Gibeon, he did not destroy it. And then ordinary Israelis murmured, Why didn't we destroy this city? To which they received the answer, We have entered into an alliance with them. That is, they mistakenly determined that these desires, their intentions are not hostile. Question. Why if someone comes from afar they are not to be touched? What do you mean by near and far? Answer, near and far are determined not by distance but by ideology, by the anti-egoistic higher desire. The ideology of the Israelis is drawing together and worshipping one God, one power, the property of bestowal and love, love your neighbor as yourself. All other kinds of forces, and there are a great many of them, are egoistic. Naturally, they are opposite to altruistic desires. They cannot be corrected, and they must be destroyed. First and foremost, the closest ones. And the fact that the Israelis were mistaken and did not destroy the inhabitants of Gibeon who deceived them is only because they entered into a treaty with them. This is sacred, you promised, you must fulfill it. And although the inhabitants of Gibeon achieved this by deception, they thereby protected themselves from destruction. From CapTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, July 26, 2021. The beginning of a new degree. Question. Why does everything repeat itself in the Torah? First Terah saw how his son Abraham was burned, and then Abraham had to kill his son Isaac. Answer. This always happens. To rise above the next stage, you must destroy the previous stage inside yourself. Therefore, the parents, so to speak, die in a person, and the next degree arises inside him. Abraham was not supposed to kill his son. He only had to restrict him in his movements. After all, Abraham is the right line, complete bestowal, and it cannot rise and do something if there is no next. Left, egoistic force against it. This is why there must be a restriction, the thing that is imposed on egoism, from the right line to the left one. Thus, the totality of the forces gathering inside him begins to manifest in a person. From CapTV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 17. Can a drug addict be helped? Comment. This letter is a cry of the soul. I am writing to you as the last resort. I am a long-term drug addict. Please help me get off. Answer, I do not have such a capacity to do something like this easily. The ability is only in you. You must get into an environment where this does not exist and cannot be. You must do things that will completely cut you off from this state. And then, after a fairly long time, you will be able to completely break away from this disorder. Question. Psychology also says that it is necessary to find such an environment, sit down together, talk about it constantly, and so on. Practically, you are in favor of this materialistic psychology? Answer. Yes. There is nothing else. Question. Does the environment affect a person to such an extent? Answer. Absolutely. If the environment can take him in, there is no escape for a person. Nowhere. or he can then voluntarily enter this environment himself and expose himself to their influence. Question: so, in general, he has only one way out? Answer: yes. Only to expose himself to the influence of the right environment. Question: and what should a person do when he has such heavy withdrawal symptoms? Ups and downs, one way or another he will have them because he is already clearly trying to quit and not succeeding for a very long time. Answer: there are things that I cannot imagine how humanity can fight against. Only if it were some kind of global or national program. Question: but is it coming to this? Answer: I hope so. It depends on the governments and they are not interested. It is better for them, let people smoke or do whatever and they will be doing their own stuff. Question: is the idea for people not to have social activities? Answer: they do not need them. It is better to spend these billions on making people swallow drugs. Let them sniff, chew, no matter what they do. Question: now is the time of drugs. A person wants more and more to get away from this reality. Is this happening precisely in order to bring people to something? Answer: to bring them to a state where they understand what kind of world they live in, to see, learn, and feel that this world needs them and they need it, that there is an opportunity here, like Pinocchio, to open the door and take a peek into another world, to get the behind this hearth. A person must make sure that his nature is absolute harmful to himself and to others and decide voluntarily to change himself. And then everything will change. Question: if this guy slowly comes to this idea with the help of the environment, then will he come out of this state? Answer: yes. Then he will come out. Otherwise he will not find anything. Of course, in my dreams I would like to create such societies, large groups, that would help each other, spend time together from morning to evening and from evening to morning. In principle, humanity can do this very quickly. Can you imagine a huge number of people do not need any work? They only need to be trained and they, in turn, will teach others. We can go through this very quickly. Question: with the help of these social circles? Even virtual ones? Answer: of course. Question: and this is how humanity will move forward all the time, helping each other. And what are they moving toward? What would you direct all these circles to if this is your dream? Answer: to the fact that they connect more and more with each other, and in the right connection between them, they begin to reveal the true meaning of existence, of nature. They discover in nature a single inner force, connection, love, mutual integration, connection. Apart from that, there is nothing else. All of nature merges into one single force, mutual bestowal. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, July 1, 2021. When the Creator listens to a person. Prophets, Joshua, 10:12-14, then Joshua spoke to the Lord on the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel, and he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand still upon Gibeon, and moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. So the sun stood still in the midst of the heaven, and it did not hasten to go down exactly a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened to the voice of man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Question: for the first time, Joshua commands the Creator and the sun stops. What does it mean that the Creator listens to a person? Answer: this is a spiritual state when a person feels that he can command his desires in such a way that even the upper force goes along with him, as if obeying him, listening to him. This happens at a certain stage, for example, when the desire of Zir and Pin rises and Bina fulfills it. The phrase "my sons have defeated me" also relates to this. This happens throughout history if we act correctly. Question: what does it mean to defeat the Creator? Answer: the Creator as if is saying, I have created in them the will to receive, and they wanted to use it in order to bestow, in order to be like me. It turns out that they have defeated me, and I am very happy about it. After all, the desire to bestow is my true, deepest desire, my quality. I am pleased with the fact that they rejected the opposite quality, to receive, and want to be like me, to bestow. After all, they have defeated the nature that I created in them and proved that they are devoted to me, that they love me more than themselves. Thus, they raise me above their nature, and truly put me as the creator over themselves. From CapTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, July 26, 2021.